Chapter 3. The Complete Works of Laszlo Strange. Master Hurricane was immune to Laszlo's wonder.
"They're stories, boy. Stuff and fantasy. There was no elixir of immortality. If anything, it was just sugared blood."
"But look at the price," Laszlo insisted. "Would they have paid that for sugared blood?"
"What do we know of what kings will pay? That's proof of nothing but a rich man's gullibility."
Laszlo's excitement began to wane.
"You're right," he admitted.
The receipt proved that something called blood candy had been purchased, but nothing more than that. He wasn't ready to give up, though.
"It suggests, at least, that Svitogors were real."
He paused.
"Maybe."
"What if they were?" said Master Hurricane. "We'll never know."
He put a hand on Laszlo's shoulder.
"You're not a child anymore. Isn't it time to let all this go?"
He had no visible mouth, his smile discernible only as a ripple where his dandelion fluffed moustache overlapped his beard.
"You've plenty of work for little enough pay. Why add more for none? No one's going to thank you for it. Our job is to find books. Leave it to the scholars to find answers."
He meant well. Laszlo knew that. The old man was a creature of the library through and through. Its caste system was, to him, the just rule of a perfect world. Within these walls, scholars were the aristocracy, and everyone else their servants, especially the librarians, whose directive was to support them in their important work. Scholars were graduates of the universities. Librarians were not. They might have the minds for it, but none had the gold. Their apprenticeship was their education, and, depending on the librarian, it might surpass a scholar's own. But a butler might surpass his master in gentility and remain, nevertheless, the butler. So it was for librarians. They weren't forbidden to study, so long as it didn't interfere with their duties.